We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone. I had a very interesting conversation just yesterday. Was it just yesterday? Yesterday with a subcontractor turned potential client.
Oh.
And it was very funny. And it was very entertaining to me. It was like a, yes, this felt good, like a success story, so to speak. Had a subcontractor that has been a very, very, very good subcontractor to us. But we haven't used this subcontractor consistently for numerous reasons.
Okay.
And we'll get into that. But he's now retiring. He's sold his company. He's bought a parcel of land and looking for a general contractor.
Okay.
So he called me saying, hey, would you be interested in building my house? Okay. And at first I was like, don't know if I want to work for you.
Yeah.
But let's talk.
Let's talk.
By nature, he's OCD to a 10th degree. Very, very OCD. And his first questions were saying, hey, I kind of want to do an interview. I'm obviously calling other builders that I've worked for, but I've selected ones that I feel like do quality work. I know I'm OCD. I know I'm over the top, you know? So he said I can't remember his first question. All of his questions came down to, how are you going to control subcontractors' quality and price? And this is interesting. I have a subcontractor asking me this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I said, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to refrain from using names, but I said, I got to be honest with you. Name.
Right.
I said, there's a reason why over the last 5 years, I've only used you sporadically.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, and it's so funny that you're now asking me that question.
Yeah.
I said, I believe that the control is done upfront in contracts, bidding the work, creating the right scope of work. So that when people go to do the work, they're not now trying to bill you for more, changing the contract, adding the scope of work. We're not all sure what we're doing. Like we've all agreed. It's a lot easier to deal with the job.
100%.
The past 4 or 5 years, you've been so busy that you've just told me every job is T&M. Mm. I can't elude confidence to a client that I'm controlling my subcontractors when I roll to them and say, sorry, they're T&M, and I don't know if they're going to be $30,000 or $180,000.
Yeah, can't tell you.
But now you're asking me, how do I do that as a subcontractor that's told me, nope, we won't work for you unless it's just T&M.
How did that conversation
You know, and he was just like, good point.
Right.
Touche.
Right.
Like literally, it was kind of like light turned on.
Wow.
And he was like, I know, I've been so busy that we've just done T&M. It wasn't worth it to me to take the time to bid. We had so much work on our plate. And I said, brings up another point. You asked me about costs and you asked me about control. I said, there's three things that can vary in construction when we start talking about a subcontractor. Cost, quality and control, and time. I said, it all comes down to what you're willing to pay. If you're willing to pay as much as, you know, endless amounts of money, say a framing job, you're willing to pay X amount of dollars for framing and you got all the time in the world, I can make it perfect.
Right.
But if you're in a rush and you don't have the amount of money, I can't make it perfect.
Right.
So if we come back to you're now asking me, how do I control this?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you willing to pay?
How much are you willing
to
pay?
And how much time you got?
Yeah.
If you're willing to just enjoy the process with me, and you know it's important to you, so you're going to spend more money, I'll hold them to perfection.
Right.
Truly. I'll watch every single board that goes in there.
Right.
But I almost guarantee you're not willing to pay it. I said, and then one other thing you're missing out on here is it comes down to timing in the market. For the last 4 or 5 years, you've been in a market where you go, Adam, I'm so busy, it's all T&M.
Yeah.
I don't have time to bid your work.
Yeah.
So how do I go to a client and use you as a subcontractor and elude confidence to that client that I have control over my contract with you? I don't. Not at all.
Right.
Said, but now turn the script a little bit and suddenly you're asking me for work because you're not as busy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little more control over it.
Right.
I can now require you to work with me on a contract, on a bid. We know we're going to have variations. I'm not trying to hold you to anything. We're going to have some site variations.
Yeah.
But I want to hold you to what we know.
Yeah.
And it's only fair. So now it's interesting. You're coming to me as a client saying, how do you control all this? And you're going, maybe Adam wasn't such a dick.
I bet.
Maybe he was just trying to protect his clients.
Again, I'd pay good money to just be in that call.
I loved it.
I mean, like, oh,
I loved it. And you know what? I'm not saying I loved it because I felt like I like proved him wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
But finally he saw like my side of the light and was like, okay, you're right.
Right.
I get it. You're not just trying to be a dick.
Right.
And now all of a sudden I appreciate you saying that because I'm in a client seat.
Yep.
And you're telling me that you're trying to control this mess of
yep.
subcontractor world.
Cause that's your job.
And I'm like, if there's not proof in the pudding of why you would hire me, there you go.
Yep.
For the past 5 years, I have not used you consistently because you didn't treat my client, not me.
Yeah.
You didn't treat my client the way I expect you to treat my client. Dude, that's so huge. I've moved on to a different trade. And yeah. you know that.
Yeah.
That's huge. He was like, yeah, it's a solid point, man. I mean, it was like a very fun and interesting conversation that I was like, this is, I wish I could have this. I wish every one of my subs could be like, Kem, now a client, will you build me a house?
For sure. For sure.
You know?
Did you like, you should have whipped out the contract and been like, here you go.
Yeah. I had a few other like,
go ahead and sign.
I had a few other atomisms that I often use.
Yeah.
There's two other ones that I used very specifically. I said, listen, I'm a part of the team. You know, at the end of the day, like I, cause he was asking me like, what are my type of clients? Who do I really like working with?
Oh yeah.
I said, I love clients that are involved. And a lot of people go, really? I wish my clients would just leave for 12 months. I'm like, no, I love my clients that are involved. Mm-hmm. Cause I really believe that I'm only helping guide them spend their money on their house.
Yeah.
It's not my house. It's not my money.
Your money, right.
I'm just a part of the team. Yeah. So literally all I'm there to do is say, I'm a professional of this. Let me help guide you.
Right.
And make you aware of where you're spending your money and what you're spending it on and how you're spending it.
Yeah.
It's all I care about.
For sure.
And if I can do that, I've successfully done my job. So I used that atomism. The one other one that I used, and this is funny because he is OCD. He said, how are we going to control, like if we do venture down this together, how are we going to control this? And I said, you know, I'm one that believes so heavily on communication that I become part of your relationship with you and your wife over the next 18 to 24 months.
Yeah.
And at some point in time, I can guarantee you're going to hear me repeat this, but I'm going to say it today. And when I go to tell you it in 8 months, 12 months, whenever we get there, you'll say, light turned on. I get it.
Yeah.
I can do picky. I can't do ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And if you want to do ridiculous, go ahead and be ridiculous. Don't drag me into it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about framing and he's telling me on a lodge that he had built years ago, he went up there because he was annoyed with the framers, even though they were great framers, paid a lot of money to them, did a really good job. He went through up there and ran every single 2x4 through a planer to make sure they were perfectly straight walls.
Jeez, are you serious?
Yeah. And I said, cool.
Right.
You can do that all you want. If you don't want to pay somebody to do it,
yeah,
go ahead and do it. You be as ridiculous as you want.
Right.
I'm totally fine. And if that's what makes you feel great, do it.
Yeah.
Just don't expect me to be ridiculous unless you're willing to pay for
unless
it.
Unless you're willing to pay for it.
Right. Right? You know, and again, I don't have a problem having that conversation with you.
Right.
But listen to me say it now.
Yeah.
So that when I say it in the future, you go, okay, I get it.
That makes sense.
You know?
Jeez.
So we had a few other conversations of, you know, what do we control? How do we control certain costs? You know, and I said, listen, I'm always going to suggest, you know, when we go out there and get a high bid from, you know, we're using framers. Get a high bid from a framer that we believe can do the job. Let's always compare it back with another average standard bid so that you as the client can make the call of, am I willing to pay X to get Y? If I'm shooting for perfection, which I can tell you right now, there's no such thing as perfection in construction.
Absolutely.
And if we brought that up, you know, I said, I can go through any home. I don't care how much it costs to build it. I can go through and find a mistake with it. Yeah. But I said, regardless of that, I'm always going to try to make you compare the two. So if you go, okay, let's use framers. Framers come in and I get a bid for $300,000 to frame a house. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's only like 6,000 square feet. And you're like, that's irate. Mm-hmm. And I get an average bid that's 75,000. That may be more market value.
Okay.
Are you willing to pay 300 grand to get what you think is a level of quality that's beyond the 75 grand?
Right.
I know I'm not.
Right.
But if you are and that's important to you, I don't care. It's your money. You just need to know where you're spending it.
You just need to know where exactly where you're spending
it. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Just understand it. And I'll do that. If that's where it comes down to, you as a client saying, this is important to me.
Yeah.
Countertops, cabinets, whatever it is, that's important to me. Let's bid it out. And then let's find out how important it is to you.
Right.
Because at some point, you're going to convince yourself that buying that, you know, $500,000 Bugatti is worth it. Mm-hmm. Or it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
I mean, being able to have those conversations is the first key.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Totally.
if you're the contractor and you're beating around the bush and well, yeah, no, we can do that. And you set an expectation.
I can make sure my framer's plane ever board.
Exactly. And let's say you do that. And then all of a sudden you're handing them a change order for 100 grand.
Yep.
You're like, well, wait a minute, this is what we expected. Well, you said you wanted this. Mm-hmm. So this is what it is. Well,
yep.
Why didn't you explain what the differences were? So I can't tell you how many times I've heard that.
Yeah.
And it's strange to me how, I gotta be careful with this one. It's strange to me how difficult it is to have the conversation of, hey, I'm going to be upfront and honest with you on this. And I need you to understand that I'm going to bring you the options.
Yeah.
You're going to decide which one you want. And that's going to be the one I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
So you'll get the pros and cons for each and every single one of them. You'll make the decision. And that's the one we're going to go with. I'm not going to beat around the bush on it. I'm not going to get you any more options unless those three options don't work for whatever reason. It just blows me away how a lot of people are uncomfortable with having that conversation. Yeah.
Well, then it goes back to why I say this is why I like the clients that want to be involved.
Yeah.
I do want a client that says, show me and let's make the decision together.
Yep.
And part of it is because they're now involved. They have skin in the game as well. I don't want them coming back and yelling at me saying, well, you spent how much on what bid? Why?
Yep.
Why did you pick the most expensive guy?
Yep,
and I go, well, because I assumed it was important to you. That's not fair for me to say.
Yeah.
You know, so in a lot of ways, I think there's a lot more to it that you're right. Sometimes those conversations are more difficult to have up front. But I also think there's a lot of time that you have to step back and realize once again that you're only helping guide them spend their money on their house.
Yep.
And so in a lot of ways, if I have a client that's involved and they tell me what's important to them, we have to be able to communicate. Mm-hmm. If they say the bones of this house are of utmost importance to me, but I can cut back on maybe the additional features in the house because I can add those in later.
Right.
I'm not as worried about landscaping. Okay, we can find areas to be moderate and find areas to be exceptional.
100%.
It all comes down to that communication.
Yeah.
So it's just, it was an interesting conversation to me. I was telling this to a friend of mine just earlier today. And he said, oh, yeah, years ago when my father-in-law built his house, he went through and crowned every single stud and painted one side of them so that they all could be installed on the correct crown side.
Huh.
All studs kind of have a natural bow to them.
Yeah.
So a framer is supposed to look down,
yeah.
especially nowadays with as cheap and as soft as our lumber is, it's going to move.
Yeah.
If you don't crown them the right way, they're going to start to bow the opposite ways and cause
–
and it's not very dramatic a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. It may only be a quarter of an inch, but if you're particular – it's a quarter of an inch.
That's enough. Yeah.
So he would go in at night, and if he saw any paint on the wrong side, he would rip out the stud. And I was like, cool. I don't have any problem at all with that. I may think it's ridiculous,
right.
but if he wants to go do it himself,
it is what it
rock
is.
Rock on, buddy.
Yeah.
You go work your little heart out, you know?
Make it
and
happen.
And so in a lot of ways, it goes back to the same point of being like, well, okay, if you want to be ridiculous, go rent a planer and plane the hell out of those boards. Yeah. And we're all going to laugh, but you know what? Good on you. Sometimes I wish I could do that.
Right, right.
Sometimes I wish I could be that particular.
Particular. I was going to say, what word is he going to say?
I think anal. That's not really like the nicest word to say. Yeah. It's not even the bad word, but I wish I could be that particular and like that concerned.
Yep.
Because those detail-oriented people are great in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to me, I'm like, it's just not worth the stress.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
So yeah. Anyway, it was a fun conversation, and I actually really appreciated it. Not simply to be like, "Told ya, ha ha."
Yeah.
But literally, be like, I believe he appreciated and understood all the work that I've done, and I finally felt like it was like, man, you do see that I'm doing this for the better good of the client, and I even kind of convinced myself. Yeah. Maybe I need my own convincing there, conviction, to say like, you now are realizing why I've said no to you for so many years, even though I love you as a sub.
Mm-hmm.
You do amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that you were watching out for your business, and that's great because you could.
Yep.
But you also got to realize I was watching out for a client, and it just didn't seem to work.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It felt really good, and it was a fun conversation.
You got to tell me – you got to let our audience know.
Those four listeners, my mom being one of them sometimes.
I think we're six now. We're getting there.
Thanks, Mom.
You gotta let us know if you get that job or not.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because I think
it's very fresh. It'll be a tough job because he is very OCD.
Yeah, but it'd be,
you know, but it would be a fun one. I actually really think.
Well, based off of that conversation.
Yep.
And him already knowing how you are.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, the other way around. You knowing already how he is, mm-hmm. and you guys having that conversation. I'd be hard pressed to find anybody else. Well, I guess he's got other contractors he's worked for, but
he does.
But for me, I'd be like, yeah, this is, we're definitely working with.
Yeah. I would think just literally like turning on a light bulb, but being like, I protect my clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you wouldn't be like, hell yeah.
Yep.
As a client, you wouldn't be like, I'm hiring this guy. I've never heard a contractor tell me that. Like I've heard them tell me how great quality they do and how hard they manage how many hands they hold and how they hold their guy, whip their guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, just reality of it. Like the light just turned on for you, buddy. I just loved it. It was just like a fun moment. And to your same point of like, he would be a very tough client to work for, but every one of my clients can be tough in their own ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's truly what I enjoy about what I do is working with people, communicating with them, building that trust with them. And I just think it could turn out to be a fun job. Whether we work together or not, I think there was some conviction and understanding for both of us that was just like, yeah, it felt good for me to be able to say that out loud and be like, no, I do have my client's best interest.
Yeah.
Whether you believe it or not.
Yeah, but it's point in case. Like you're saying.
Exactly.
It's point in case right there. And it's like, how often as a client or a potential client, do you get that aha moment?
Totally.
Like,
totally.
It'd be a no-brainer for me. I'd be like,
totally.
Yeah, where do I need to sign? Yeah. Real quick. Just tell me where I need to sign.
Sell. Right. It was great. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, you got to come back and let us know on that one.
Yeah. So.
We're getting into it.
We're going to get into it. And I was going to approach it a little bit of a different way, but now we're kind of already on this path of like talking.